This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Heavy rain this spring pushed local waterways to higher than normal levels, and listener Patrick Pierke from Worcester asks, oh really, how that could affect wildlife. He was an avid kayaker who still checks water levels every day.
They have been high or very high for the last 4 months, which is very unusual. So my thought was, how does that change the ecology of rivers?
The Cuyahoga's levels have spiked several times in that period, including on the 50th anniversary of the last river fire in June. It was so high that day, Meg Plona had to carry the ceremonial 50th anniversary torch alongside the river instead of in it. She's a biologist with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and says we see high water levels every year. Most animals can move to higher ground and adapt. But in the spring, when there are extended periods of flooding, Plona says the effects can be devastating.
To ground nesting birds, such as turkeys or ducks, things that are nesting alongside the river that don't have a chance to get away. Burrowing animals, young animals in dens can be affected with high water for a long period of time. There might be some effect on habitat for fish, whether or not storms and persistent floods wash out gravel and wash out fish habitat, or whether storms create new habitat for fish by putting water into the floodplain or creating side channels where fish could then explore. It just depends on the magnitude and duration of the floods.
Plona adds that she's also concerned about floods washing contaminants into the water.
If things break loose or get flooded from factories or tanks or something that spills, that in turn could affect aquatic species such as fish, and there could be fish kills, and that could be devastating to the area.
Plona says that based on current patterns, there may be more frequent, longer-lasting storms in the future. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.